Ramble.
We're all wearing headphones today.
It's crazy.
It changes our energy considerably.
Yeah.
And I think for the better.
I'm pretty worried that this is piss. I was handed a glass with a yellow liquid in it that's a little frothy. It's a little chilled, which means that either Zach pissed and put it in the fridge and got Rainey to bring me a glass of it, or something else is going on.
All right. Why not me? Why didn't I?
Your piss isn't this color.
What color do you think it is?
First of all,
I think I'm more hydrated.
I think you're more hydrated than Zach.
I was gonna outrage, but I you're right. Keith always has a refillable water bottle. You know, yesterday I was super dehydrated, and I said, "Well, let it ride."
What? Do you mean?
Sorry, you were like, "Oh, the day." I actually will do that sometimes where it's like, "Oh, the day's already shot."
Yeah, yeah. I could
Too
feel
late.
Like yeah. my I could feel my lips. Like drying up and curving into my body.
You need to go to the hospital.
I could feel myself shriveling, and I just went, what's even the point?
How bad could it possibly be for you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, people survive on a boat.
I want a list of what is worse for you, because everything is bad for you. But it's like, how bad in comparison? Not drinking enough water versus not exercising, which is worse.
Versus not having a little sour gummy treat.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have some candy, I might die.
I'm thinking about getting back into candy. What's your daily driver, candy-wise?
Well, yesterday, on the way back, we went to Trader Joe's, and Maggie ran in to grab one thing. She said she's gatekeeping it, so I'm not even allowed to tell you what that one
thing
is.
Is it the sour Scandinavian Swimmers?
Has she said it on the pod, or you just know?
Yeah, she said it in the pod.
It's like a...
Oh!
No! Cut it!
Sorry.
Cut it!
Trader Joe's has fucking...
Shit, bleep it. She's
bleep
gatekeeping
it. She can't. Right. You can't talk about it.
Well, I will say this: Trader Joe's sour Scandinavian swimmers are really good.
So we went in. We got the little sour swimmies, and you know what? I secretly opened them quietly in my kitchen while Maggie was in the other room. Even though she bought them, I just knew that if she heard me open them, then it'd be game over.
Yeah.
And I would put one. And this is when I was thirsty.
Oh my god!
So I put one in my mouth and I sucked.
And I let Ew.
And I let the
Hold on,
sour
let him finish. Let him finish. Hold on. Let's see where he's going. Pretty riveting conversation so far. Let's see where he's going. He's eating candy. Let's see what happens after he finishes sucking the fish.
Sure.
And then I chewed it.
Oh, and wow.
No really fucking cool. way that's a bad ending of this story.
Wow.
You had candy. I thought it was for sure going to be like, I took it out of my mouth and put it back in the bag.
The other day I did that with Sour Patch Kids in the office.
Ew.
Why would you do that?
We had Sour Patch Kids, and I decided I just wanted the sour, and I didn't need the candy part, so I just sucked them clean.
But you didn't put them back in the bag.
I just threw them away.
Okay, that's fine. I thought you were putting it back in the bag.
No, but
like,
it's just as... I want to stop him right there. It's as disgusting.
It's insane.
That's so insane. You were like, I want this. Okay, so and what are you saving yourself from? Nothing. Getting the sugar.
You're not eating the bones.
You're getting probably like the gelatin and the cartilage and the fat, which is arguably the only healthy part of the gummy.
The
calories.
The animal.
Yeah, the
bones.
It gets stuck in your teeth, and then you gotta,
it's
like...
True. I don't know how you like Scandinavian swimmers or Swedish fish, because those are the gosh darn teeth-sticking candies there ever were.
I don't like Swedish fish, and don't you dare put that on me.
They're similar.
No.
Well, I'm glad Zach brought this up.
And I'm just before... Have you tried sucking them off?
Oh, my...
Bleep out. Have you, Keith?
I guess I haven't.
If
tried
you suck it, it doesn't get it stuck in your teeth.
I've sucked a Skittle
to the
completion.
End.
They become white.
You sucked it to completion.
Well, I've sucked a sour Skittle, especially because if you chew a sour Skittle, it's sort of like saying, "Hey, I want to cheese grate my mouth." Because it's
they're sand. They're sand candies.
They're sandies.
So you put a sour Skittle in your mouth.
This was years ago, though, and the fact that you're doing it as a modern adult is really baffling.
Okay,
to me.
Okay, so you as a child.
Yeah, as a child, I was
this is worse.
I think I did it as an experiment. As a kid, I was always tinkering around. Keith knows he slept in jeans, but we were always tinkering around and experimenting with different ways to accomplish certain tasks.
And you said, for my latest experiment,
I will
suck a Skittle.
Skittle and until, see what it looks like on the inside.
Until nothing more.
I'd freeze milk. I'd freeze milk in what? The ice cube tray. Ooh, wow. And just say, what's going to happen? My dad was a third and fourth grade science teacher, so he encouraged me to experiment in the household.
I don't know about that's a cute your experiment. Dad, yeah, but right. My dad, he encouraged experiments.
He did.
I don't know about your dad.
My dad did. He definitely encouraged experiments.
Well, my dad didn't.
He didn't? He guys, said let's no, just, no learning.
In let's let Zach walk it off.
That's why you.
My dad did it.
That's why you suck candies now.
That's all I got, just man.
Spit them out.
Keith, are you having candy recently?
No. No candy over here, but I have been eating a lot of peanut butter crackers. They're kind of my candy.
Are you talking about the Bombas?
I'm talking about any brand of the crackers with peanut butter in them that come in a pack of six and are often at your dad's office growing up.
You're talking about like a sandwiched peanut butter cracky. I'm talking about, yeah, that's what I see what you're doing.
One of these.
You ever fuck with the cheese ones?
The ones that are cheese crackers with peanut butter? Yeah, they're good too. I was just thinking, I wonder what's the best brand of these? Because I don't like this brand. The brand we used to have in the office is better.
Nabisco.
That sounds like a mid-performing live stream in the making.
I definitely.
Mid-performing.
Which one of these cracker things is better?
Well, the thing I've been fucking around off to is, you guys ever had peanut butter Cheetos?
What do you mean?
Okay, before you judge me.
I bet that could be good.
They're not Cheeto brand.
We're dipping.
They're puffed. No, puffs.
With peanut butter dust.
They're puffed good. Like corn in the way that a Cheeto is puffed
okay,
corn.
Okay, okay, okay.
But then
we're
they
clear.
Are peanut butter. They're honestly, they make them for babies because they kind of dissolve in your mouth. So Julian was eating them and I was like, wait, this is kind of fire. Trader Joe's has a brand of them and they're basically just like peanut butter puffed something.
There's a Korean snack that is that, but it is for adults. It's
and,
like
and
Korean.
Have you ever sucked the puff to completion?
So the thing about these is when you suck them, they kind of disintegrate.
Well, that
so
means
I have sort of crushed
easy.
It. You ever fuck around with just you're like, oh, this is a chip. I'm not even going to use my teeth. I'm just going to sort of.
I'm just going to treat it around. Like my mouth is. What are those things that that press? Things.
Hydraulic
presses.
Ooh.
Like your tongue is like a hydraulic press where you just shove it against the roof of your mouth and just suck out its nutrients.
Okay, so I want you guys to all, this is a clue for what the segment is today.
Okay, there's a cup in our hand.
Am I allowed to smell yet?
Yes, now you can smell. And just be thinking this connects to a bigger.
I know exactly what it is. I know it is. With
Martinelli's apple cider
sparkling
2023.
The sparkling brand, my sir.
I kind of smell the cider, but I also smell just like the glass.
But Martinelli's does.
Am I allowed to drink?
Not yet.
No.
This is the
finest.
Well, I guess it's a Perini.
I would know. This is the finest sparkling cider on here planet, and I know that we have it because I bought it. And and I think the segment in your mind is, why do we have so much Martinelli sparkling cider in the fridge?
That's a good question.
It certainly is not the segment. The segment is so much bigger than that.
Whoa. Whoa.
I'm excited.
Whoa.
But.
And I can't drink it?
Permission to sip.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
By the way, guys, just fucking sponsor me already.
That is piss.
too sweet.
I love a Martinelli's apple cider. It is a little too sweet.
It's really
fucking
sweet.
Both of you fuck right off.
Oh my God.
This has been sitting flat for a minute. You know, you gotta put the bubbles back in your imagination.
That is merch. But I will say this is why I'm a Prosecco guy and not a champagne guy. Mm. And if you're out there and you're thinking champagne's too sweet, but I want to celebrate, get Prosecco because it's way less sweet and it's the same shit.
A lot of people were thinking that. Thank you, Miles.
Well, you know, there's a lot of kids out there and I'm trying to teach them how to drink.
We've been.
Does this have alcohol in it? Okay. I thought it was apple juice.
No, it's apple juice.
It's okay, very good. Alcoholic, though, actually.
Really?
No. Okay. I've been doing the Eat the Menu Michelin stars. We've been shooting them. And a couple of them, we've had champagne.
Oh, my phone must have been off.
And let me tell you what, Miles.
I also have not gotten an invite.
Yeah. You haven't gotten an invite? If I was a co-owner with Keith in this company, he's going to Michelin star restaurants. I'm like, well, obviously I got to come. I'll run sound.
Can I tell you that I invited myself to set for one of them? And then on the day, it was getting closer and I got a text message that was from the producer. I won't call him out. But it was like, hey, we're running behind and we're going to go ahead and cut you.
Devastating to be the boss, but still be the lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. It happens.
But no, you've been traveling all over for it. You went up to San Francisco.
That's so cool.
But when I've been doing that, we've had champagne from these expensive places. Oh, and I realized I've never had good champagne before in my life.
After having that?
I did not know what champagne was supposed to taste like.
And you did.
I did. And it is so good.
Oh. What is like, it?
It just as it's just a much better flavor. Like one of the ones we had like was almost nutty.
Ooh, oh,
yeah.
A nutty champ?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It kind of like had the taste of like a little bit of like a toast, you know, like the caramelization of toast was in that flavor. And I had them and had one at the 1-star and one at the 3-star, and they were just both. I'm like, dang, I've only been drinking trash.
Damn, that's crazy because Miles and I also like we're doing a champagne tasting on our own, and
me and Zach
we didn't invite
went to wine country together.
Went to Sonoma.
Me and Zach went to Sonoma for the day,
and ours was kind of pickled.
The pickled wine
is wine in a lot of ways is pickled.
It is pickled,
kind of great pickles.
It's pickled.
Yeah.
Fermented.
If you think about it,
for you off the top of your head, and I need you to answer.
Pickled
fast.
And fermented are very
are olives
are not
pickled.
Necessarily the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
They're not though.
you think they aren't?
Are they olived?
Well, the thing is, you don't know what an unpickled olive tastes like.
They
well,
taste like garbage.
Are they pickled in vinegar?
Because
when you get an olive, it's in olive oil. It's not in vinegar.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not at all.
Okay.
It's not. It's not. It's not. You make olive oil by pressing olives.
But like not even pickled.
No, like you literally just take olives. If you want to make brined olives, this is what they're called, brined.
Sure.
Brined is the better word because pickled we say, but really pickled should be when something is becoming a pickle, which is only what a cucumber can do. Then we should call them brined onions and brined stuff, but it's
good
cuter.
It's cuter to say pickle.
Yeah, no, you just let them soak in vinegar and the vinegar or something like takes place of the water. That's how pickleization works.
You think you're so smart.
I don't know that much, but...
I think we asked it. You think you're somebody answering your question? You think you're so fucking smart.
I don't know the full process. It's just
I made pickles when I was little.
Like, yeah,
I used to be so embarrassed that I love pickles so much. I thought it was like really cringecore. And now I'm like, that's not even embarrassing. That's cool.
Rainey, I'm here to say once and finally, making pickles is not cringecore.
You're not
it's
cringe.
Cool.
It's cottage core.
You're cool core.
Cool core. Thank you. Do you guys want the second clue?
Yes.
No, I want to know about your pickle.
Oh, I made it during a sleepover with my friend's brother was also there.
Oh, this was a one-time event?
Yeah.
This wasn't like a...
And what was the friend's brother's name?
I can't reveal because he might listen.
Okay.
Was it his house you were at or did the brother also come?
No, he came to my house.
That's weird.
Okay. It was weird. I don't know actually the situation
Wow,
there.
Obsessed with you much?
Yeah, literally. Okay.
But no, he was I'm really, just in it for the pickles.
He was really cool. Like he had social stature in fifth grade.
Whoa.
So I was like... Let me make you some pickles.
I mean, how much social stature can he have if he's coming over?
Oh, there was a kid with a swoopy haircut that ran the school in fifth grade.
Yeah.
He had the emo hair swooped over his eye. I'm not going to reveal his name, but to this day, one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Saks Fifth Avenue. Saks.
Wow.
Fifth Avenue.
Da 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 da.
Wow.
Okay.
Rainey said, sit the fuck back and watch. Let me blow your mind. I've been working on something.
That's Rainey singing. That's Rainey singing in the jingle.
Wow. I was on Broadway. And this was my Broadway tape.
Is the thing we're guessing New York?
You got it so fast. I had like 10 more clues.
Sorry. Why?
Rainey, that's insane.
You gave us, okay, so champagne, Martinelli cider because it's apple cider because of the big apple. And then obviously Saks Fifth Avenue because it is a store in New York City on Fifth Avenue. And then you had, what were the eight more?
All right,
can
here
we guess, actually?
Yeah.
So to be clear, the game that we were just playing was guess the thing.
That Rainey's thinking.
And the thing is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to New York?
Well, if you say so. If with your go-ahead, we will be taking the plug.
I don't know,
plug
Zach,
in Times
are
Square.
We?
Yeah.
Are we?
Okay, well, I mean, you got to have a Jay-Z one in there. There we go.
We can't play these. They're absolutely going to get copyright.
Wait, but first of all, well, that seemed like it was pitch shifted and lower. So, at what point did you think we were not going to guess New York? Because that was him singing New York.
That was the last one, I will say.
I'm walking here.
Which, by the way, is, this is a really good one, actually. An
improvised line.
So you thought we weren't going to guess
New York. She says New York.
Hey, I'll say New York.
Yeah, it was kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
that was in the later. I'm walking here. I also had ambient New York sounds, but I accidentally copied New York by Alicia twice.
I see. Okay, so we have I'm walking here, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to give context for people who have not been to New York. You guys each have spent a lot of time in New York.
That's right.
That's now, very true.
Now, just for our podcast listeners, if you're not aware, New York City is the big
on the
city.
East side.
Yeah, on the East Coast in New York. Mm-hmm. And it's a major metropolis.
It's barely in New York.
This is like information for an alien.
New York City is trying to get out of the state. Like the way where it is like trying to get away from New York as fast as it can.
It's an island.
It's mostly not part of the state.
That's correct. Yeah.
New York without New York City would be sort of flop.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. New York State? Well, hey, you're shitting on Zach's hometown, man.
No, she's 100% right. It's as far as I'm concerned, New York is just the tethers connected to New York City and then a whole bunch of nothing.
Well, Buffalo Wings.
Yeah.
Put some respect on Rochester's name.
Also, Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Ithaca Falls.
New York is big. People don't realize how big of a state it is.
Yeah. And let me tell you, New York State, that's a place where if you miss your exit on the freeway, you're going to drive 23 miles before you get another chance to get off that damn freeway.
That's right.
It's a prison.
You've probably been in more New York than I have.
I've been all over it. Do you know there's wineries in New York? There's like a whole vineyards in parts of New York?
I did not know that.
How about that?
I didn't know grapes could grow there. Yeah.
I didn't either. And then I was
driving. You can pickle a grape in New York. That's crazy.
Pickled grapes.
That's crazy.
Is wine pickled grapes?
That's where we started.
Yeah.
We decided yes.
It's rotten grape juice.
It's rotten grapes.
It is rotten grapes. That's tastes amazing.
A little more complicated than that, but
that's why they would my dad was just telling me as we were reading this book about a ship and classic dad stuff. But the reason they would bring like alcohol on ships is because they were previously eating like salted pork and getting scurvy. And then they were all getting scurvy and they were like, well, fuck, we need like fresh something on board that has vitamin C in it so we don't die. And so they started bringing wine.
Oh.
And that was their solution.
That was their solution because wine won't spoil. I know.
And wine also, like, water was, like, so dirty and dangerous for such a long amount of time that's why people drank alcohol a lot is because it was a way to
spoil.
Yeah, you could either drink tea or beer.
Yeah.
And those were your options. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta boil it.
But I love the big city, Rainey. I'm glad you're bringing it up. Sort of my hometown, a place I moved after college for 2 years.
Your hometown. Yeah.
I lived there for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You did on your
Recently.
Show.
Yeah,
your show.
On the show.
That's
right.
That's right. You lived right in the heart of it, too.
Lived in Hell's Kitchen.
Hell.
Let me tell you, it was loud all the time.
All the time, baby.
24 hours a day, people screaming.
I miss it.
Honking their horns.
I will say, when I was looking for the sound effects, the ambient noise, there's like 10 hours of traffic if you want to listen. Like if you grew up in New York City, it's like helps people sleep, which I was very surprised by.
Yeah, the noise, like I remember when I would visit home after coming back from New York City, the lack of noise is really fucking crazy. And LA specifically, too, is also very, very loud all the time.
I have supreme nostalgia for waking up in my grandmother's apartment and hearing, she was fairly high up and I would hear the distant honking of like a bus or a taxi.
Yeah.
And the light coming through the window.
It was so loud where I was. I wore earplugs every single night to sleep.
Hell's Kitchen
loud.
Is really loud.
And I was right on like the corner. Corner window of a corner building between like 9th Street and something. It was just so fucking loud all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
It was so loud.
Yeah.
But I liked it there.
You
it was
enjoyed?
Cool. It was cool to live there.
It's really exciting.
Lots
place.
Of good food. Yeah. I did live there. Was everywhere was delicious in that part of town. So that was nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But the lay of the land, because I don't know New York as well.
Yeah.
So obviously I know from Percy Jackson that there are boroughs.
Loving this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I think we should go through and just what's the vibe? Brooklyn. Let's say, okay, first of all, what's the vibe? And then if they were somebody like a person, who would they be?
Well, this is very interesting because also you have to, like, a lot of New York City is the sort of war between the locals and the transplants. So like Brooklyn specifically is now like Williamsburg does not really have a culture outside of that it is like totally gentrified, except for Hasidic Williamsburg, which is like where a big
own thing,
its own entire universe where there's a ton of Hasidic Jewish people, and it like they've been there, I don't even know, for so long. It's just always been
hard to generalize.
Yeah, and a lot of the story of different boroughs in New York is of people who lived there, and then of gentrification of people coming in being like, oh wow, cheap neighborhood, we can move in. And then like so you know, Brooklyn, what, 15 years ago was this hip up and coming hipster spot, and now it is prohibitively expensive. But you know, it's
or like my parents, when I moved to New York, Alphabet City is basically, it's all a grid. If you don't know New York, it's fucking, you know, 1 through 181st. No, there's more than that, but it basically goes like that.
LA natives explain New York.
I know, mansplain. Sorry to mansplain.
Brooklyn's kind of like Silver Lake.
And Brooklyn's kind of like
there
this.
We go. I mean,
that's,
okay.
That's not far off, honestly. But basically, my parents were like, I was talking about Alphabet City, which is a part where of the city where the avenues are alphabet, you know, they're letters, not numbers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to this bar in Alphabet City. And my parents were like, be really careful. Because when they lived in New York, they were like, it was so fucking bad that if you walked, you know, in the 80s or the 70s or whatever the fuck, they were like, when you walked around, it was really, really dangerous.
Oh, okay. So it's also timely. Like, it's like, okay, what's the vibe 10 years ago even? It's going to be totally different.
Or like now the only place, I lived at 152nd Street. I don't live there anymore, so here's my address. But
Nice.
But I lived like way uptown, and then I moved to Brooklyn.
The thing that I miss the most about it that LA lacks is, one, just the constant energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just be having this shitty day.
Oh, it's the best.
And then you step outside because you need to get your coffee or whatever, and you're just like, there are people doing stuff everywhere. Oh, people are always going. And it's hard to not find that infectious.
Yeah.
You're just like, I guess I got to do something. I'm gonna go seize the day. And then there always is something for you to do, whether it's entertainment or eat or meet up with a friend or just start walking.
Yeah.
The whole city unfolds.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking.
Just hit all the
You can't cut this out.
I can't stop
New York!
Okay.
Oh! I'm walking here. I love the buskers and subway performers.
Great.
Showtime is thrilling. I know I don't live there, so I don't have it every single time I get on a train. But
you mean when you're on the actual subway and someone yells out Showtime and they start doing
it? Yeah, it would get tiring, but it is sort of like
when you're barely there, it's thrill. I'm a personal little gymnastics show for me.
Yeah, right.
Cool. I'll give you money. I can't do that.
I feel like you could be a busker, though, Keith.
I could. I could juggle. I could sing. I could play the instrument.
It's one of the good Try Guys unmade videos, street performing. We've talked about it a million times, and we just never did it. I would like to do it. I would like to go. I like when like Jimmy Fallon puts on a prosthetic nose. And then he's
Oh, my God, Jimmy.
Performing with
Jimmy Appreciation Post.
Performing with you, like with you two, and I go, oh, look at them crazy kids. They're just there.
When I was in Chicago, I had a street performer's license.
You did?
You have to get one. And I only went and did once, like played music with my friend who also had a street performer's license.
What is the process of getting a street performer license? Miles, take a shirt off.
Pay the city like
my sweatshirt.
Pay the city like $30, I think.
Whoa.
I didn't know you needed one.
Yeah, how do they, what happens if you don't? Yeah. You just get a fine.
Yeah, they'll give you a fine because now you're a public disturbance instead of an artist.
Fucking pigs.
Yeah, pretty much. But I had a picture on it. Like, you had to get your photo on it. It was like an ID, kind of.
Oh, that is really funny.
I lost it. I wish I still had it.
To be like, you're breakdancing, and they're like, all right, let's see some ID. You street performer.
I have a license.
I have a license.
Actually, I have a license for this cardboard on the ground. Thank you.
But no, Rainey, yeah, I miss the city quite a bit.
What do you do to get over there?
Have you spent much time in New York City at all?
I've spent a little bit of time, just weekend trips here and there.
Get out of there.
I love it. The last time I went to this amazing museum. It was where they took old buildings of where people used to live, and they kept them. Like, the museum kept them. And so you can walk and you can see a slice of life from like the 30s. Mm. And there was this huge drama with this Russian woman who came over here. And then she got married. And then she had 3 kids. And then he left her. And he disappeared. And they thought he had died because they thought that the last he was seen was near the river. And then 30 years later, he came up in Minnesota. They found him again. So So he just abandoned her.
He was just a dirtbag.
He was just a dirtbag.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
That's enough.
Copyright. Yeah, no, there's so many good museums. There's so much art and culture. I mean, I find that the one big thing I miss about New York City that LA certainly, I mean, LA is so weird. It's so funny to compare the two. Mm-hmm. This has never been compared before. No one's ever talked about the difference between LA. It's never happened. But what's weird about LA is that it's sort of like barely a city. It's like a bunch of disparate neighborhoods that are pretty different. And New York, I feel like there is a sense of camaraderie and togetherness that you have between socioeconomic class and like behind all different types of people. And I find that that is a really interesting, like, you're not able to escape or avoid really any of it. Mm-hmm. And in Los Angeles, you can get into an Uber, you can get into a car, you could just exist in Beverly Hills, or you could exist in a totally different neighborhood. Like, it's, you're not really around all different types of people like you are in New York.
I'm going to take a quick pause because this is as good a time to plug it as any since we're talking about New York. I'm going to be in New York May 18th, the Walk to Cure Arthritis.
Oh,
hell yeah. Let's go,
you started
Zach.
Clapping before you even knew why.
Let's go.
I don't know. Zach. I figured it was a good reason if you're plugging it.
That's really cool. What is it?
So if you want to, I'm going to have a link. I'll start promoting it when closer to the event. But one, you can walk with me. We can walk together. You can donate. You can. I think it's one of those things where like you donate and if I walk, you pay. I don't know.
Is it about the amount of miles
it's
you're
a
walking?
Pledge.
Something like that. Yeah. I should know more. I'm a spokesperson for it. But, you know, we're just trying to raise awareness and we're trying to cure this thing.
Nice.
That's why we're walking.
You can hop on a Vespa kind of halfway through.
Well, yeah. As someone who's arthritic, I can only walk so much. No, walking's good for me.
That's awesome.
I would love people to come out. It's a great event to raise awareness to the people who are putting it on. I'll have more talking points closer to. I wasn't prepared to talk about it, but I'm very honored to be part of it.
And, yeah, that's really cool.
And you can hang out with Zach if you ever want to know what it's like.
I think I'm giving. I think I'm giving a speech.
You're giving a speech?
Yeah, I'm being honored. I should have said that.
Oh,
you're honored?
Yeah,
what an honor!
I'm being honored. I'm a notable arthritic man.
That's awesome.
I'm so proud of you.
Check the Wikipedia page. Notable arthritic men.
it'll be really cool.
You're gonna get an award.
I don't know.
Trophy?
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Fucking better.
But you get a trophy for being arthritic?
If I don't get a trophy, I'm walking right off that stage. That's the walk I'm going to do, walking off the stage.
Oh, yeah. For being arthritic and still fucking crushing it.
That's right.
Yes. Keith, what was the last trophy you got?
Oh. probably one of the internet awards that we get every so often, but those aren't very exciting.
Except for the ones that we promote and ask people to vote for.
That's true.
What was the last one you guys won?
Those are very exciting.
Is Zach notably,
Webby or something?
Yeah, Zach got upset because I won a Signal Award.
Yeah, the fuck? We didn't even know that we...
What's that?
Exactly. He got a podcast award.
Hey, that's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Did they vote? Was it like an audience vote?
Well, it was one of those crazy things where I was being like, yo, fuck the Signal Awards. I mean, unless you want to give me another one. But it was like I got everyone to vote for me.
Uh-huh.
I clearly won the vote. And then they gave me silver.
Mm.
And they were like, listener's choice and a little check. And I talked about this. It was like on the website. It was like, yes, silver. And then like, listener's choice. Like tiny, and then they sent me two awards for it, and then they gave it to fucking Jay Shetty. They gave the regular award Jay Shetty. I talked about this
when we
were at Mythical because you weren't there that day. I talked about this, and then that clip was taken by the H3 podcast, and they used it and they talked about it because Jay Shetty had stolen an award from them as well.
Wait!
This is cool.
The H3 podcast, took a clip of our show,
And played it, of me. Of me.
Well,
our show.
And by the way,
of me.
I'm happy because your success makes me happy.
Thanks, man. Love your hand on my knee. Kaylin just got a photo.
But I had no idea.
That's right.
Weird.
I know.
I guess I don't need to do anything with that information, but I just am shocked that I didn't even know about that.
Yeah
I don't know.
Does that just show how little audience overlap we have?
Well, no, I think it's that I'm tuned in to sort of the pulse of the internet.
Yeah.
And you're kind of
crusty.
You're sucking Sour Patch Kids dry in your own office.
I got a sword.
What?
Everybody, nobody move. Keith has a sword.
I got a sword from my college for for donating money. Yes. Is that a trophy?
Yes, kind that's of. A you, cool I remember you trophy.
It so has cool. Keith Habersberger on one side of the blade and Becky Habersberger on the other side
that's
of the blade.
That's so which is cute.
Very funny.
You have to give it to your son when he's old enough.
I know.
the sword.
I used that sword in candy competition. That was the sword I was holding.
Right. Is it heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's,
oh,
it's a real sword. It's a sword. It would hurt. It would not be good to get hit with it. It's not sharp, but it's metal.
Should I tell the Arthritis Foundation that I want
a sword?
A sword?
That'd be so sick.
Not
I'm like
sword.
Walking down Manhattan.
Probably not what Manhattan wants to see.
There's a big guy and a big sword.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what awards I got in high school, because those are the ones where they get creative. Best English person, obviously. Like English.
I'm sorry. Oh, they
meant like English.
English
like, hello,
like the segment. Like, or not the segment. Oh, my God. The subject.
The segment. This segment is called math.
And then I also got the astronaut award because I'm spacey.
The what? The act what?
The astronaut award because you're spacey.
Yeah, it was kind of a backhand compliment.
Feels kind like of mean. It. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
You're like, okay, she's spacey, so she gets the astronaut award.
Fucking rude as hell.
Yeah, that is rude as hell. I didn't see that on your resume when we were interviewing you. Astronaut award for being spacey.
Did you get any like yearbook superlatives? Because those were, you know.
No, because when I moved to Illinois for my senior year, I hadn't built up enough street cred at the school to be a popular, a big popular figure. I put a good dent in it in my 1 year there.
As much as you can senior year? I mean, that's barely. Yeah.
So I didn't have that. I was actually thinking, like, I don't think I've gotten an award by myself, not as a part of a collective.
Just Keith.
In
how would you?
I don't know. I don't do anything solo, really.
No.
So
And you know what? That doesn't make you any less.
I'm resonant.
I know you're thinking it right now. You're thinking I'm less.
Guess
because Miles has this cool Signal Award and Zach's a notable arthritic man.
Even when our personal YouTube channels got to like 100K, I think they sent one to Eugene, but they didn't send one to anyone else.
Oh, I definitely don't have a play button for
you have to fill out a thing, though.
Should we do it?
Eugene didn't.
Yeah, he definitely
did. They just sent him one because they wanted him to be proud of it.
Yeah, I didn't know that he has one?
I'm almost certain he got one. I remember we were unwrapping them and we were like, oh, cool. That means we're going to each get one soon, too. And they never came.
Yeah, we don't have
play buttons. I got a play button.
You have a play button?
Yeah,
all you need is 100K. I got to get a Honda.
Got a Hondo.
I use my play button to
wipe my ass.
I don't want one.
All right. Next segment is.
I don't want one. So sad.
I don't want one.
We have the million one. The Try Guys has one.
But you want the Hundo as well.
We don't have the ten million.
I don't want it.
How far are we from 10 mil?
We're always 2 mil away.
Always 2 mil away. We're not gonna get there, and that's
we're not
okay.
gonna get there.
You don't think so?
You don't think so?
You guys believe in yourselves.
No, here's the thing is that we do believe, and we believe in the audience, and we don't want to go after new people.
Oh, yes.
You start talking shit online, you're going to get that 10 million.
We're happy.
We're happy with we like the audience we have.
We love
our
8 million. I don't
we
want
love them.
No new friends.
No new friends.
Actually, this is a fan club and the doors are closed.
Yeah.
But the real talk, and this is a bigger conversation for another day, but the strategies that we would have to employ to have that subscriber growth would be things that I don't think we would enjoy and that I don't think our audience would enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And right now, the only thing that actually grows our channel subscribers-wise is our shorts, which I'm certain our audience doesn't actually... Like, most of our audience does not watch them. That is, those are new audience subscribers. But then we have to do those because we need positive growth subscriber-wise to signal to the algorithm that our channel is... a thriving channel. So it's such
a good system, you know?
It's really good. And we're very happy.
Yeah. Our friend group is on lock. Creative is locked for our subscribers.
Creative is locked.
Hashtag no new friends. If you're here, you're family.
Aww.
Olive Garden.
Olives,
which are
pickles.
Pickle garden.
And olive oil.
This segment is called Do They Live in New York?
Wallace Shawn.
Mickey Mouse.
He does.
I love this segment.
First, starting off strong, Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
Oh, Peter. No. Interesting.
I want to say he lives like at a cool farm.
He lives in Hudson on the River.
Yeah, or upstate, I could see.
Oh, he's definitely a New York
City guy. What part of the city do you think he lives in?
Like, I could see him living in the Upper West Side.
Yeah, or maybe Spanish Harlem.
Yeah, I think Upper West Side.
And guest teaching at Juilliard.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He's definitely a guest professor. Williamsburg and then Uptown.
Uptown, Dink!
Wait, you say Williamsburg and then also Uptown?
Yeah, first, I think it was...
You think Dinklage...
Oh, he moved.
You think
moved.
Dinklage can be contained to one home?
I love Dinklage.
He's got one in each borough.
He's so fucking talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, that's crazy. Talented.
Halle Berry.
What one did you... I feel like you skipped... Did you Berry skip one?
I was choosing which one was going to be the most interesting. Jennifer Aniston, we know. That's too easy.
She lives in New York. No, she lives in L.A.
Which one?
L.A. It's L.A. It's
probably
L.A.
LA. It's L.A. She feels L.A. to me. Yeah.
You know, Caitlin One met her at some cool event.
You met Jennifer fucking...
First Caitlin, not Caitlin Two.
Caitlin One.
Oh, Caitlin One.
Caitlin Two has also met Jennifer...
All the Caitlins.
Both Caitlins met Jennifer Aniston? I love Jennifer Aniston.
I interviewed her and Adam Sandler on a red carpet.
Oh my God.
She was so sweet and so pretty.
I love her.
Halle Berry, I'm going to go ahead and say, does not live in New York. No. She's giving me Montecito vibes. I think she's enjoying the California coast.
She lives in the Palisades.
I could see her living in New York.
I could see her on the subway.
No, fuck.
Bustling.
No, She's not taking the fucking subway. She's an Academy Award winner. You like me. You really like me.
She's got a driver. But I guess maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
How often do you think people have, like, how do you think Halle Berry's got a driver? Like some guy named Chris who's just driving her around?
I think she doesn't have a driver. She has a subscription to a driving service and probably has a regular driver that she uses.
It's like Netflix.
Kind of.
Subscription service.
There are there's driver services. Like literally when I was there, I got a driver to pick up my and Becky's parents because I just don't want them to have to try to figure it out.
Yeah, right.
I think it was 15% more than an Uber would have been.
Wow. Oh, that's so interesting.
Like, to me, it was worth it to be able to
make sure that they're good.
Make sure they're get there safe. They don't
make
have to think about it.
Make them feel cared for.
It was a guy. Yeah. A guy had the...
Yeah, I love that.
The Habersburgers.
Oh, love that.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
No.
That's so cool.
I have the fantasy all the time of just going up to someone and being like, yes, I am Mr. Schwartz.
Right.
Change of plans. We're going to go downtown instead.
Oh.
Snap on it.
Okay, this is the premise of Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I think about it and then I go, no, because they'll get in trouble and blah, 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 blah. And also, I don't, it's stupid.
Yeah, right.
But I think about it frequently.
That would be cool. I do like that idea.
I also, when I was a kid, I thought about when a pizza delivery guy would come and he would leave his car idling. I always wanted to just get in and drive it one car down.
Now that is dastardly.
I never did it, but I thought about it all the time.
A crime for no one.
Just to make them come back and go, didn't I put my car? And then I'd be in the bushes going.
We did something very similar in high school, which is there was a girl who had like this car that was like really small. And one day we decided, I bet 15 of us could just move it.
Oh,
so we just... picked up her car.
What?
No way.
And moved it 100.
Picked it up. You didn't even push it.
We just picked it up.
That's crazy.
I just moved it like 40 feet away to a different parking spot.
Was anyone there for her reaction?
Yeah, all of us were there.
That's amazing. What did she do?
She was like, where's my car? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, my car, where is it? He's like, I don't know. Are you sure you parked there? She's like, she always parked there. She always parked in the exact same spot. And like, I don't know. Well, it is on an incline. You don't think it rolled away, do you? She's like, no. And then she looked and she saw it over there. And she's like, how'd it get over there? We're like, oh, nobody knows. And then eventually we told her.
That's really
And then she
funny.
Was like, how did you pick it up and move it? It's like, it took a lot of us. But it was a light little car.
We used to saran wrap cars in the parking lot.
That's fun.
Really fun. Also, what you just said about that car, in Amsterdam, they had a problem where people were getting drunk and throwing smart cars in the river. Because drunk tourists would be like, all right, like, let's fucking lift this thing up, because it's not that, like, four people could probably lift a smart car if they're buff.
That is so
lift them up and throw them in the canals.
Drinking is stupid. Just smoke weed. There's no one who's
good t-shirt.
No one is stoned who's gonna throw a car.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Woo, man.
God, that is funny though.
You been to Amsterdam? You too?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
you haven't been? Keith, you would love it.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Oh, Oh my gosh.
I went right after college on a backpacking trip. Me and my friends did like 3 days in a bunch of different countries, and it was crazy. And we went to Amsterdam, and we did smoke weed, which is funny.
Go to the Van Gogh Museum and see the paintings come alive?
We did not do that. We should have.
Ah, you're missing out,
bro. I know. We ate the fries with the mayo, though. That was good.
Very nice. Mm.
But it's funny because marijuana is now legal in California, so it really doesn't matter. But I remember
back then it was magical.
Yeah. It was magical to be like, I'm in a foreign land.
I'm in a coffee shop. Smoking a joint like a sophisticant.
Yeah, we were like, oh my God, well, this joint's not going to get us all stoned. It's only €2. And then we were all more high than I've ever been in my life, like walking down the street.
Mm.
Sort of a classic.
Yeah.
I feel like Amsterdam. There has to be, every time you go to Amsterdam, there's a lot of drama. Everybody's hooking up.
Every time you go to Amsterdam.
Shit goes
shit
down.
Shit goes south.
Not you, Zach.
I was just a bunch of stony dudes.
Mm. Hey, man.
You know what's crazy thinking about it is like I went on a European vacation with friends in college, and well, they weren't really friends at that point, and I don't know what any of them are doing in life.
More on that later.
But I just mean like they were, you know, like they were just the people that I was like in a friend group with for 4 weeks. And then it was like, hey, do you want to all go to Amsterdam? Yeah, I do. I haven't talked to any of these people in 15 years.
Your international European friends? Wait, you haven't talked to them? Wait, you said only friends with her 4 weeks. What does that mean? It was freshman year?
No. Okay. It's not.
This the long story short, but you didn't really know these people.
I was in a summer program with them, and so we were friends because of that.
Oh, I see.
A situationship.
Like, yeah.
A friendship.
Good people.
A friend group.
Good people.
When you were there, were you just kind of like... You guys aren't my friends.
What should we talk about?
Yeah, what should we talk about?
No, it was like, you guys are the best friends that I've ever had, and I'll never forget you.
My life.
I know. That is awesome. We should go to Europe together, man.
I would love to. I've only been to Greece.
That's right.
I've never been to the UK. I've never been to any of the common places people go.
The UK is not part of the EU, and they made a big point about that.
That's true. But they are in Europe.
No.
Although
they're just not part of the European Union.
Eat the menu.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's
European chain.
Right itself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, we will.
Yeah.
We got an invite. Someone was like, hey, do you want to come to the UK and put on a show? And we said, yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll
I'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
We've cool. recently hired so many new people. And I think a really good way to like get to know them would be going to
Europe.
Paris together.
That's a good thing.
Community bonding.
That's
a little,
really
little field trip.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their, brings their slip home.
Yeah.
Has their parent and or significant other or pet sign off.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. I think
logistically.
I think about this a lot because like, ugh, like why do we have to be in LA? Like we could just pick the company up and go anywhere. Yeah. And I wonder how many of us, if I was like, hey, do you guys, we're all in, we're going to go run the company out of Australia for 6 months.
Yeah, that would be cool only because then it's like, oh, I could go to Australia to like visit for a little.
And we do all the tripods all in 1 week.
All in 1 month.
Yeah.
We record a year's worth of podcasts. Yeah.
I think that some people would be super down.
Yeah.
We would lose a couple.
The plug down under.
Well, there's some parents, I guess. I think the parents are the ones who might hesitate.
Oh, I think they're the most down. That's they're like, get me out of here.
Yeah. I think Henry would like it over there.
He would like it. They have kangaroos.
Oh my, Keith, if you act fast,
he could have a little
Australian accent. That's a really good point.
Because my cousin is New Zealand, Kiwi,
uh-huh.
But she moved too late.
But she has an American accent there.
Yeah.
So that's hot. Probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, all accents are hot.
Mm.
What are your top three accents? Mine is Southern.
Are we talking for
Randy,
Southern
for
first.
Sorry, I just need to know what
is it for like what for what
how
reason?
They sound.
But like sound like I like to listen to it or like I like to listen
Whoa.
To it.
Are you talking about America? Yeah, are they accents that turn me on? Accents that turn me on?
Hey, Miles is screaming again. Is Sorry. There anything we can do about that?
Is there a specific...
Accents that turn me on? Accents that turn me on? Is it, turn me on?
Is it Texan, Georgian, Tennessean?
Ooh,
do you have a South
McConaughey.
Carolina? Matthew McConaughey. He's, I guess, lends more like...
I drive a Lincoln.
I think he has a made-up accent. Yeah. I don't even know that it's real.
I think, maybe it's the Georgia.
About, the thing about... Moneyball.
That's kind of Tennessee, Georgia, in that sound.
You know, the crazy thing.
There we go.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Thanks. I'm not known for my impressions.
Tennessee sounds the worst, I think, being from there. It's very nasal.
I like when you do accents. It's fun to
Tennessee's
me.
whenever you listen to the Tennessee lawmakers talk, that, well, that there's no reason that this should be allowed on the floor.
Ugh. It's awful. It's right through the center of their face, whereas Georgia is almost British. It's just like very calm, like a British accent. It's like, well, we could go down there and have a nice time. Yeah, like, it's very relaxed.
It's relaxed foghorn leghorn.
Yeah.
Love that.
And the South Carolina, North Carolina, they're kind of similar to Georgia. They're a little...
Yeah, North Carolina is pretty, like, yeah. Down in North Carolina?
Oh, y'all.
How come you don't have an accent, Miles?
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm an alien.
Are you? Did you have to work it out of your
system? No, I never really had an accent. I don't even think I ever really said y'all. I was a thespian from the day I was born.
I said y'all.
Y'all is a good one.
Y'all is
a good
one.
I just don't say it that much. I don't know why.
It's gender neutral.
That's true. Yeah. I know. It's not a bad word. I just don't say it.
I started saying y'all in my mid-20s. It's a new word for me.
What up, y'all?
Don't co-opt my culture.
What y'all doing?
What are y'all doing later?
What y'all up to?
I feel imposter syndrome when I say y'all or howdy.
Hey, y'all.
Well, howdy's definitely tough.
Howdy.
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 Howdy. Howdy.
Okay, so top three accents.
Yeah.
You're talking about like American accents.
To bone, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do American for sure.
So Southern.
New York.
Why don't you fit? No, it's not.
I don't have a name. I don't have a
Rainy, New York accent is not.
You don't like it?
Well,
hey, come on.
I'm walking here.
You got to specify what New York, but there's like Long Island.
Ding dong, fuck your life. Ding dong, fuck your life. Big bong.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
that
so there's funny. Like
his Long Island is a little bit different.
And then there's the Staten Island accent. There's the. Oh, and
I don't have a region. I just have an address. I'm one person's accent that I like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what actors do when they are like trying to learn the accents is to think of one person.
That's right.
I will say, and I've gone on record here, that I do think accents just make people hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like
any
no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think that people think an American accent is cute.
I feel like I think what I've heard, and this was from my friend who moved to UK in first grade, and then I talked to her once. She said that they think American girls are like promiscuous.
Oh.
So it's like sort of an ad, but like
American
sort of.
American girls are like a little steamy. Like, British people think that.
Yeah. Maybe, so they might want to hook up with you, but like, I don't know.
They're not wrong. But it's so, but I feel like everyone's kind of promiscuous, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Everybody
promiscuous
be.
Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me.
Okay, a few more before, and this list, by the way, is from Caitlin. She just gave it to me. Is Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, we're back to do they live in New York or not?
Yes. She lives in New York. She's married to a real estate guy.
Real estate
No,
man.
No. A painter. Someone guy. Who sells paintings
of houses
to people with houses.
And some of the details, right?
I don't know.
I think she definitely lives in New York because they filmed No Hard Feelings in the Hamptons. And why would you do that unless you love New York?
She commuted. She get for the paycheck.
No, I know. But why did they like specifically film in Montauk?
Yeah.
I didn't love that. Did you like that movie? I thought her performance was amazing.
She's great.
She's
liked her a lot.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
It wasn't my favorite of the year.
Yeah.
Garrick liked it a lot.
Garrick liked it.
I have no need, though, to poo-poo movies. I'm just glad comedies are getting made.
That's true.
I do agree with that. I feel like Zach touched my knee 5 times during this episode, and I'm not buying it.
Your knee is encroaching on my space.
Offering up my knee.
The knee's a little...
Yeah. And how am I supposed to show you support?
Your knees are kind of out, too.
Well, and yet he hasn't touched it. Thank you.
Some people say the knee is an erogenous zone, but I've never gotten off to it.
Really?
They say that the back of the knee... There's a whole thing in Scott Pilgrim about
it. Right. Yeah.
The back of the knee is supposed to be a sensual spot.
Should we try it? Keith, you want to touch the back of my knee?
I don't touch my own right now.
I feel like it's, see if you I can't do it to
I
yourself.
Give it, well, yeah, I want to kind of...
Well, do you need it to be through the pants? Or
It feels a little bit like... You know that feeling when you put your finger too deep in your belly button? It's sort of like you're kind
of... Oh, yeah.
What?
It just feels a little like...
Next topic.
It feels like you're going to grab your skeleton. It's a bad feeling.
It's a bad feeling.
Guys, I'm so belly button squeamish.
You're tempting me to jam my finger in my belly button.
I want
to
vomit. I'm so belly button.
It is a bad feeling.
Why is that?
Oh, I just did it.
Oh my God. I'm
Oh, yeah, it does feel weird.
It's just sort of like, ow.
Maggie always tries to finger my fucking belly button.
Oh, I don't like
and
that.
And I... it makes me so squeamish. And she'll just fuck with me. And she'll be like, give me it.
Ew. Do you need to... You want to talk off air for a second?
No.
About your belly button?
I'm so belly button squeamish. I can't touch it. I can't think about it.
It's a sensitive zone for me.
I think it's cool because it's like, this is where all your nutrients came from.
Yeah.
It's like an alien little
It's a port. Big old scar.
It's sort of yeah.
Yeah. Pharrell Williams.
Oh, he has a house in New York for sure.
Pharrell lives in Fiji.
You're closer, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Pharrell lives in New York City.
Yeah.
I think he just has the heart of New York inside his bones.
I assume LA just because so much recording that I feel like is happening out here. Not that there's not New York, but it feels like he'd want to spread out when he's recording
so
and
where,
like, producing
where is
music,
he?
You know?
He is Florida.
Florida.
So, sorry, Fiji is closer
than New York?
I guess.
Wait,
so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Fiji?
Not in the Bahamas, but.
Where is Fiji? Japan.
Oh. So right? Not closer
it's
at
not
all.
It's not in Japan.
Fiji is near Australia.
Well done.
Mount Fiji?
Mount Fuji,
Rainey, is in Japan.
Oh, that's why.
I see the confusion.
Yeah.
We're smart.
Couple I's, couple U's, and then the different places.
And Mount Fuji is
a volcano.
Very cool.
It is a volcano. So,
you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like all the big structures created by Earth.
Sorry,
growing up.
You're pro volcano.
Yeah, I mean, they're a necessity.
Wow. It is kind of crazy to think about volcanoes just exploding.
Throwing up land.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I made you something.
It's vomiting.
I made you some land.
Yeah, that is crazy.
The earth just vomiting land.
Vomiting. With that, if you need advice.
No way.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Let's hit him with the theme song, and then I'll put it here.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
What the fuck is up, Miles Nation?
Hey!
How's everybody doing tonight?
Woo!
Yeah. Ooh, my knee.
Have you ever wanted to be clean?
Yes.
You want to be so squeaky clean that everyone's going to look at you and say, now that looks like where I'd like to stick it.
Miles, that is inappropriate.
That is inappropriate.
That is the first inappropriate thing that you've said on the show.
Why clean? Why would clean...
Being clean is linked to health.
Okay.
Sort of.
Look at him rebound.
And seeing someone and saying, they look like they smell nice, mm-hmm. is also good to have. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to want to do if you have an AirPods case that is sort of covered in yellow gunk from years and years of use is you're going to want to use a magic eraser.
Oh.
Magic erasers are a special little square that is going to get it clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of chemicals are in there. I just know you shouldn't put it on your skin because you can get chemical burns. But I use them on my countertops, which are sort of like whatever the fake, like it's like quartz.
Linoleum?
No, it's like quartz or whatever. It looks like rock, but it's not rock.
Cardboard?
Yeah, it's cardboard. But the magic eraser has been getting stains out. Two things, actually. This is a two-farter. Magic eraser, my AirPods case was all yellowed and weird just from being in my pockets. Just like I've had it for a long time.
What's in your pocket?
Don't even ask me what's in my
sulfur.
Pockets.
Just sulfur. He just carries sulfur around.
Don't even ask me what's in my pockets.
You
know, whatever I want.
You guys walking
whatever
around, you put your AirPod case in pudding.
It comes out
and
yellow.
Put it in pudding.
I mean, I am curious. What's in your guys' pockets right now?
Right now?
Nothing.
I just got the MagSafe iPhone wallet.
I got a face mask. And
chapstick and keys.
A poop bag.
I've got an AirPods case and the lid to a pouch of baby food.
That's very nice.
But the AirPods case, the whole thing was just kind of like over time, stuff like this, it just became like yellowed and I tried to clean it and it wouldn't clean and the magic eraser like fucking got it all nice and pearly white again.
Man, yeah.
And I found it to be very effective.
I remember the first time I used a magic eraser and I was like, this is too good to be true.
It's really good.
Yeah. Your baseboards, and never see it coming.
Oh, mm-hmm. man.
Your shoes,
yeah.
Clean them right up.
I haven't used it on my shoes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can use my shoes.
Clean them right up.
But it's sort of a life hack that a lot of people don't even think about.
Yeah. It's like some cleaning supplies are like...
Shardy.
Yeah, Shardy. And some are like Big Send. Like those spinny brushes, actually really good.
Oh, by the way, I've been wanting to... Yeah, I see these TikToks, these guys cleaning these cars, and mm-hmm. I'm going, I want to put a toilet brush in a drill. And fucking. Yes.
If you want to test that out, I got a car that you can clean.
You're asking me to clean your car?
No.
You classist pig.
I'm just saying, if you want to, I got your back, bro.
If you let me go 0-60 in 3 seconds, in it.
All yours. I was driving yesterday, and I did that like thing where I had to pull in front of someone, so I did the wave. You know, the thank you wave.
Yeah. Give him a wave.
The thank you. And then we get onto the highway. They follow me onto the highway. And they're like, kind of like aggressively pulling up next to me.
Scary.
And I'm like, man, I did the wave. I did the wave.
Yeah.
And then they roll down the window and it's a teenager who is so amped to see me. And is like waving.
Oh, a fan.
And screaming.
Oh, that's so cute.
And throwing up the hearts. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? But I'm like in my fucking like... My Prius that can't like accelerate. So I'm like, okay, yeah, go. And I'm driving. and then they like keep doing it. And they're screaming like, hey. And I'm like, yeah, hello. And then they like, I'm in front of them and they're in front of me. And every time they drive by me, there's again, just as if they've seen me for the first time, like, screaming. And so I rolled out my window. We're driving on the highway. We're going 60 miles per hour. And I'm like, hello. And they're like, it's so nice to meet you. And I'm like, I gotta drive now. And they're like, okay. And they just keep like, and I just like hearts like, yeah. And it was so sweet.
Zach's fan club.
Meant
that's
a
adorable.
Lot.
Yeah. They get T-boned by a truck.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy.
Whoa. I will say a few days ago, I was walking around with my headphones in and somebody was like honking and waving. And I thought they knew me. And I was like, I don't know anybody in this neighborhood. Like, I don't know that. I don't recognize that car. And then I was like, oh, later, 30 minutes later, I was like, maybe they recognize me.
Los Angeles icon, Randy Toth.
Speaking
of cars, I was in my car. I was shooting a YouTube video. I was parked outside of a donut shop. And this truck in front of me, they start backing up. And I go, I think this guy's going to fucking hit me. So I honk my horn.
Uh-huh.
And the guy in his Reaver goes, yeah, I see you. And then gets back into reverse and backs into me.
He
like,
hit you?
Like hit
yeah,
you?
He did hit me. And I'm in the car.
Up.
And I was just like, okay, he's coming. And I had somebody else in the car. And I go, I think he's going to hit me. And I like, and he just fucking... Like, backs in my car. And, like, my car's got a big dent on the front. Like I said, I was in a car accident. Everything's fine. But I'm, like, not that concerned with the aesthetics of my Prius. So the guy backs into me, and I honk on the horn. And he pulls me and goes, what? And I was like, dude, you fucking hit me. Like, I was like, you hit me. And he's just like, no, I didn't.
That is so funny.
He was like, no, I didn't hit you.
Like, Gaslight Girl Boss.
I was like, no, you did. Yeah. I was in the car.
I'm filming a video card.
He was like.
Tell me it's on camera.
No, it's not on camera. But
what were you thinking?
He was like, oh, like, no, I didn't hit you. Like, fucking calm down. Like, it starts getting mad at me. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to. This guy could kill me. Like, I don't want to fucking, like, deal with this guy. And then his friend gets out of the car.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay, this guy's going to beat the shit out of me because he ran into my car.
Uh-huh.
And he gets down and he goes, did he hit you? And I couldn't tell the intonation. I was like, yeah, but it's fine. Like, I'm not going to do any. Like, I was like, yeah, it's fine. He goes, but did he hit you? And I was like, yeah, he hit me, but everything's fine. I just want to make you guys aware. And he goes, okay. And he got back in their car. They drove away. I was like, what is going on? It was so crazy to be like, I know.
I will say, I feel like the asshole drivers are in LA. Sorry, and I'm sorry, Zach, is the Tesla. If I see a Tesla, I know they're going to be
annoying.
Well,
Zach doesn't have a Tesla.
That's right. Sorry, he has a Prius. He has a Prius.
Not anymore.
By the way, the Tesla drivers, they want you to hit them.
That's right, because then they get that insurance money.
No, they probably don't. Those things are a huge pain in the ass to repair.
They are like, let me get a new car.
They're also barely driving them. They're letting the robots do the work.
I saw two Cybertrucks driving with each other the other day. And nothing has ever looked stupider.
Yeah.
They really look stupid. I can't handle why people think they look cool.
I think Elon Musk is trash, but I like those trucks.
You think the Cybertruck?
Oh my God,
no
Rainey.
No way.
That is such a funny take. You have to tweet it.
Cool. That's so funny to me. I'm impressed.
Like, do not support him at all, but I like the innovation.
This is a good TikTok. You got to just be like, you can cancel me, but I do think the Cybertruck looks cool, and I'm really sorry.
I'm just like, yes, let's do more creative designs for cars. Yeah. They all look the same otherwise.
Make it look like a movie.
Yeah.
Give me polygons. Well, hey, if you've listened this far, we salute you. We appreciate you. You're with us now. Mm. Oh, you know what we could call this? You're in the deep end.
No, that's what Colin and Samir
And that's what Colin and Samir say. You're in the deep end. And in their deep end the other day, they called us out.
What'd they say?
What?
Because they claim, and they've told me this, and I told you this, yeah, that they invented plogging.
Right. Oh, you hear that? I will box Samir. YouTuber boxing.
I'll do a thumb wrestling match with Colin.
Honestly, that'd be a good, yeah, that'd be sick.
That would be, yeah.
He sent me. He sent me a video of them plogging, like, mm-hmm, like I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe not that long ago. And they used to just do podcasts out on the street.
Oh.
But joke's on them, because Amazon invented plogging. That's why they own Plog.
The word plogging.
So they don't own it either.
That's so right. Miles is boxing Samir.
That's right.
Zach is thumb sort wrestling. Of thumbnail. Yeah, thumb wrestling. And then Keith, who are you fighting in the YouTube space?
I'm just going to fight the rest of their staff.
Yeah. All of them.
You're going to take on all the staff.
Just going to kind of take the rest of the staff out.
You could do bare knuckle boxing with Mark Rober. Is he strong?
Yeah.
All right.
He's strong. He's cool. I hung out with him yesterday.
You did?
He came on the Michelin Eat the Menu.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. He's really cool.
That's crazy. Like, so Mark Rober got an invite.
That's so crazy.
But
Zach, hey man, my friend Zach is actually wanting to get on the show.
I hear you've been trying to get on the show for a while.
Long time.
We might be shooting another. I don't know if we're shooting at the end of this week or beginning of next week.
It'd be an honor.
You could come.
That's sick, dude.
Keith, hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
Tripod.
I really, can we do that again? I liked
it.
Tripod. Have a good ass week.